assumptions, action items, and goals. So we had some assumptions, like the build system was going to be in Valley, and that's where I was going to sit, but it's going to move to Arizona, a co-location unit there. So now you guys get full access to it without too much issue. And we should all thank Gaston for doing that. We all thought that Core and Express should have the same build system. Since we all know Core gets branched and made into RHEL eventually. And we were having very high expectations of the Express build system, and we figured yesterday that that was a wrong assumption we made, and we can have a different build system for Express. In fact, the Express build system is going to be put up into CVS soon. And we're going to follow the release, early release, often style principle. We made an assumption that core packages must not depend on Express at all. This is a correct assumption. the other architectures that we support, like PowerPC or Spark, which is what we talked about today upstairs at 11, also might need Express build boxes, and we're going to make way for community members to give away boxes so that they can be moved to the co-location system in Arizona possibly and get things building there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What we did decide is that we're not going to let the absence of a firm plan for precisely how we're going to build for every arch to prevent us from moving forward. And later, if we decide that the right thing to do is to purchase new arch boxes for the build system, that's fine. Or if we get them from the community, that's fine. Or if we, if someone can steal them, not get caught, that's fine. No, it's not bad. But we'll worry about that when it comes.
Yeah, and as long as there's community involvement and requests by the community to have a similar architecture, I think Red Hat has agreed that they will try their best to actually get into the build farm. So yeah, we might actually see Spark again. I say that with Spot and Peter being here.
Or not.
The build server module being created in CVS, that doesn't mean we actually have a build server for Express.
We have the hardware done.
Right, we do not have the actual.
And we also have our human build system sitting here, set it out. We also decided that Fedora and Red Hat Tom should be, the website should be revamped a bit, so we haven't really decided what we're going to revamp it with, but there is a team tasked with getting this to look better.
Yeah.
Maybe the wiki at fedoraproject.org looks good, we might move that.
The most important part about that is that we realize that the content that is there is either horribly outdated or wrong or doesn't exist where it should exist. So the larger lesson here is that we understand that that is a problem. And one of the very near-term tasks is going to be to go through fedora.redhat.com, make sure that the content there is in some way representative of reality, and make that an authoritative site that you can go to and get an understanding of the things that are fixed and true, and then the things that are unfixed and malleable will be maintained on a wiki for now at fedoraproject.org. And going forward, we'll figure out whatever strategy seems best as we move forward.
We've talked about having packaging guidelines. Some want single spec files to go across all Fedoras and all the rails. We don't really have packaging guidelines yet, but Spot here has been brave enough to accept the task of creating good packaging guidelines to make everyone happy. So we should all give him a hand too! He's going to work alongside Paul Nazareth, so they're both doomed together. We have goals, and some of them you'll see real soon now, like the build system for Extras and CVS may work or may not work, will be there soon. And we want to make it so easy that each developer can have their own little sandbox environment, sandbox build system. You should be able to just check it out and build packages and expect it to work, just like how the build system, the main Extras systems use. This is the eventual goal. doesn't mean it's going to work, we don't need CVS, but we welcome code contributions, I'm sure. Right, we need the actual system to be trackable for security reasons, and we talked about virtualization possibly. Didn't get much further, but there'll be a whole bunch of people that decide how this happens soon. And there'll also be regular meetings with the relevant people, and all meeting minutes will be available on the website. Apparently, we're also going to be posting this to a relevant mailing list, so you can comment about the meeting minutes. So we are definitely going to communicate. So if we've been bad at doing this for the last 2 years, one and a half or so, we're definitely going to improve communication. It's our major big goal. So action items. We are getting the bill system, one way or the other. There will be, with the help of people like Michael here, further internal Reddit acceptance for things like resources and scheduling so that the community knows and there won't be any blind spots. And Greg's going to be the liaison for most of this, so yay to Greg. Leadership document is going to be rewritten to include some things that we discussed, which will come on in the next slide or so. Databases and Bugzilla automation of sorts to automate how packages get approved, how they enter the extra stream, what state they're in, basically workflow management. Dave Lawrence is going to work alongside Enrico Schultz.
Yes, some of these action items are very immediate, and some of them are, let's put together a project to figure out how it is that we go through the long path of figuring out what we need to have in the long-term path project.
But the state of that project is going to be something that you can expect to see documented. So instead of it being an unnamed project with no people accountable for it and no information about it, it is going to be published, and there are going to be standing meetings where members of the steering committee actually do meet and actually do knock off project, make progress and report on progress consistently. And I think to use a quote that I mentioned yesterday, it was that while of course not everybody from the steering committee can make every single meeting all the time, we're going to set a goal that basically says that if you have unexcused absence, if there are too many unexcused absences, then people on the steering committee should feel free to raise that flag up. And in my case, although I'm not on the steering committee, in my case, if I don't see the kind of action and responsiveness and communication from the steering committee, I'll take that upstairs to the powers that be, saying this isn't working.
So it's going to work. Packaging guidelines, yeah, Spot's going to start with a call, and they're all going to have a good fun time, and I'm sure eventually, sometime in the near future, we'll see some good packaging guidelines. Because it's hard to please everybody.
Those are by the asylum and army.
External sites. There's some really good external sites out there. And we'd like to link to them. If you read Warren's blog recently, he talked about how we want to get the end user support list to a forum. We could run our own forum, or we could link to an external forum. Either way, we don't know what our legal liability is, but we're going to find out. And we don't want to leave the external community that's already done a great job in the way. The website is going to be in CVS, so external contributors can update it without too much issue. We fixed some legacy terminology about what we're going to be providing. We only are going to be providing now, I think, Bugzilla and mailing lists. Everything else, we are not providing the legacy project. We have completely removed Fedora alternatives. So now we only have Fedora Core, Fedora Express, and Fedora Legacy. So if you go to our terminology website now, it's changed. Because a lot of developers have tried to leave or do things on IRC or talk to each other privately, or we don't want the Red Hat people to go back to the internal mailing list because of the noise, we're going to be creating a new Fedora-maintainers list. This will be read-only. It will be available in the Fedora-containers read-only for everybody else. But to get on the maintainers list, you should become a package maintainer at the very least, be it a core or an extras package. So only sane discussions will happen, and there will be questions like...
That's
really
cool.
Yeah.
Don't go that far.
You still know the people who start the insane discussion.
Exactly. And if you start an insane discussion, we will tell you, started one, and we'll tell you to keep quiet. Okay, and the other thing we're going to be talking about a lot is Fedora security. We're going to... Greg, I want to talk a bit more about security in Fedora.
Yeah. We're going to figure out how it is that we can figure out the burden of making sure that Fedora Extras doesn't become a dumping ground for patently insecure and insane stuff. And one of the things that we don't want to happen is for some guy come along and dump the package into Extras and then never touch it again, and no one's paying attention to it, and it turns out that it's riddled with security holes, and you install it, and you immediately make your box rootable by phone on Earth. And so we need to have some kind of process that allows us to manage that risk to some degree. So this is an action item on there, really more for us to formulate a plan around it, because it will be a resource-intensive job if Extras is successful, and we want to plan for success, not failure. So if we have 500 or 5,000 or 50,000 packages in Extras, we need to have a plan that will allow us to make sure that those packages are not hideously insecure and unmaintained, but mostly hideously insecure. So, big risk issue.
A good start is to have a plan to live associated with each package and automatically follow it if it's not refreshed.
That is excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we can whitelist tech.
Yeah. Is tech being developed again?
There is going to be a place where you can send your suggestions to, which I will mention soon. Oh, look, right now. We have the Fedora Extras Steering Committee, which we created yesterday. It's a mixture of Red Hat and community members, Red Hat people. And there'll be a list for all these people, and you'll be able to communicate with them. So if you have ideas like having a time to live or anything else, or you have general issues, if you don't like the way this packaging guideline goes, or something similar, you can contact the steering committee through an interface that we set up. And the poor people that actually got voted to be on it were these people. So, know them. And...
Yeah.
Warren Zagami! Raise your hand. Christine Gafton. Greg. Seth. Enrico could not join us. You looked at Michael or Bill or Adam. Damien, and Dave, Jeremy, Spock, Jesse. No!
Colin, the people that weren't there yesterday and are not on this continent, have you gotten agreement from them to be on the steering committee, or was it just assumed that they would want to be on?
That's a bit on our list. Yeah.
We asked a few of them on IRC just now, and we got eyes from them. Yeah, I basically said you have.
This is provisional.
This is provisional. Yeah.
We figured 9 to 12 people would not write. That's 13.
So if one does drop out,
it's okay.
And thanks for Red Hat for hosting this meeting, as well as PodCon. Red Hat's paid for all of this. For all of you to come here, get good free talks.
Actually,
Boston University, which is...
Yes,
yes. They sponsored the location. They sponsored lots of food items today morning.
Yeah. Thank you. perfectly clear, almost all of the nice, pretty stuff is thanks to BU. They've been totally awesome. And all the talking, that's us. So, and thanks to us.
And Matt Miller pretty much organizes all by himself with all the help of his team. He stepped up when he needed a place, so give him a hand.
Yes.
Yes, no round of
Yeah, there are a bunch of people that came to yesterday's meeting that were invited. These were the people who were there, so these are the people that helped make up all these decisions, so big round of applause for them too. Because
or alternately, you can blame us.
Yeah.
I'll actually just stand up. We'll take the blame.
Yeah, so. Either rock and applause or play us later. Right. I'm going to invite Spot up here for a moment to talk about how this thing really started, because Fedora has been represented at booths before. Well, the community has grown as well, and I think this might have been the best show. This time, I love you, probably a really good show. So, come on over here.
You know, we've been, ever since this was called Red Hat Linux Project, and, you know, it was just something that we all thought would be a lot of fun to do. You know, it's been an uphill battle, and everybody who's watched it has known that this is not an easy process. These things do not happen overnight. But we've come a long way in a relatively short period of time with what we have achieved. We have a stable distribution that is not a dumping ground for crap, as it was originally proposed in many places. We have an extras that's sane and well-maintained for the most part, and we have a lot of community interest in the things that we're doing, and we know it's not perfect. And we've known it's not perfect for a long time, and I don't think it's ever going to be perfect. But, you know, what we can do is what we want to do, and the whole goal of creating the steering committee and doing these events and being at Linux Worlds is to talk to the community, is to talk to the user base, find out where we're doing things wrong, find out where we're doing things right, listening to you, getting your feedback, and the steering committee is basically, you know, it does a lot of things that need to be done procedurally, but the primary goal of it is to get feedback from other people, is to find out, you know, what do you want to do with Fedora, where do you want Fedora to go, because we're just the people that are dumb enough to sign up to help doing this, you know. It's nothing without the users. If you create something that nobody uses, then it's worthless. And so, be patient with us. Try not to flame us openly without talking to us first. We really do care. We really are not malicious, and we really want your help. And if you can come and, you know, help us, that's great. And if you just want to use and play, then that's great too. We need both. So. These Linux Worlds, these trade shows, they're wonderful. And I think that... Anyway.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that really what Spot is trying to say is that it's really basically nothing without people's help and people's feedback. And that the one thing that we should always keep in mind when, you know, communicating and trying to get things done is that talk is cheap, but dialogue is priceless. And I think that's a motto to live by. Especially when, you know, you're trying to tie people from all over the world together in order to get something done. So let's just keep that in mind as we proceed.
All this field stuff doesn't address your basic question.
What would
you do? So I want to get package information. Who do I have?
This has been documented for a month and a half now, to be honest.
Extras.
Packages from extras have the possibility to go in core. It has to be an extra.
And the procedure hasn't been decided yet, really.
Yeah. How that happens, that's up to
the security committee.
But the first step is to get your package in extras.
And that is
reasonably well documented, although that documentation may not be evident and people may not know it's there because they may have given up looking at the site. And those are issues that we'll be actively addressing very shortly.
This is VR.
Well, we want to do things right first. Fix the problems and then get PR. Because we did it the other way around, that didn't work successfully.
Is anyone interested in your project for heat?
Your project at Ford?
Yeah, robots.org/heat is on that first page. There's a entry about how you can see CDS access to the project. It probably has some back from a lot of sales on people's blog pages.
So I don't think that how do I get a package into Fedora is the problem. Communicating everything about Fedora and the processes is the problem. And that's what we've been making, and that's what we're improving.
Yeah. More questions? We want to go about 10 to answer.
Does anyone want to go home after 8
I love you guys so much.
Oh.
I love you too.
Wow. I love.
So that's what we've been doing.
Okay.
Thank you. Relative to Greg's point, any of you who don't have to catch a plane but don't want to go home just yet, we can adjourn to a local pub nearby. The directions are here, and we may just have a group go over. Under 21 are welcome.
Motion to close the panel discussion. So I hope you had a good fun call. Hope you had a good fun call, and see you all on the list.
Thank you.